Restoring My Soul, Monday the 22nd of April. Receiving and proclaiming the Gospel. It is important for a messenger to receive and proclaim the Gospel of Peace. The Gospel of Peace is only known by those who have received and responded with faith to this message themselves. Paul was clear that the Gospel of Peace, which is also the Gospel of God, is the only message that brings salvation. A messenger must have their feet shod with the preparation of this gospel. The Apostle Paul described his ministry by saying, "For we are not as so many peddling the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as from God we speak in the sight of God in Christ." We note from Paul's statement that the exercise of one's ministry gift must not be independent of their personal sanctification, that is, of sincerity, and their relational submission within the fellowship of the presbytery, that is, in Christ. Many gifted preachers have suffered personal shipwreck on account of their confusion and presumption on this point. When we receive the word, we need to be illuminated by the Spirit, but this is not in and of itself sufficient for salvation. Illumination should lead us to respond to the word in repentance and faith obedience. The confession of Job exemplified this response, saying, "I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you, I have received illumination. Therefore I abhor myself, my flesh, and repent in dust and ashes." The word itself polarizes a person who fails to respond with repentance and faith to the illumination that they have received. Their self-determined interpretations and implications of the word have a deluding effect upon them. Although they may have received illumination, they choose to walk in the darkness of their own understanding of its implications for their life, believing that their response is an expression of the light that they have received. Jesus described this as a great darkness. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 1 verse 16, Ephesians chapter 6 verses 14 and 15, Romans chapter 10 verses 14 and 15, 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 17, Acts chapter 20 verses 18 to 21, Job chapter 42 verses 5 and 6, and Matthew chapter 6 verse 23. For further study, Acts chapter 20.